pay-per-view. I guess not. But just some info. Well, thanks for that. I've never heard of Thomas Gifford, but I'll look him up. I appreciate the info.
I need a little more info, and I'm going to get it.
All right. Matty T, take it away, big guy.
Well, you know, this weekend officially kicks off summer movie season. Now, I love this time of year, but it can be tricky each year to know which movies are really worth paying to see and which ones to avoid. Several of the biggest budgeted movies of last summer were the worst received, like The Lone Ranger and After Earth. And this summer, the first movie out of the gate for summer 2014 could also hit or miss. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, now playing, has opened in almost 4,500 theaters, which is close to a record high, so you don't have to try hard to seek this one out this weekend. Now, we just had a trilogy of Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire, and those were tolerable, but I always thought the worst part about them was how much I hated Tobey Maguire. Well, after the three movies with him, they decided to start from scratch and restart the whole thing over again with a new guy. I thought I couldn't hate anyone more than Maguire as Spider-Man, and then walks in Andrew Garfield. I don't know exactly what it is about him that makes me angry. Everything about him is annoying. Maybe it's the shape of his head or his hair, but it just makes me want to cave his head in with a shovel. I don't know why they picked this guy, or even the director for this movie. With the last three Spider-Man movies, the director was Sam Raimi, a name most people recognize. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is directed by a guy named Mark Webb, whose other two movies are 500 Days of Summer and The First Amazing Spider-Man. It seems like his most qualifying credential is just that his last name is Webb. Now, Emma Stone is back as Gwen Stacy. Now, personally, I'm a Mary Jane kind of guy, but that's just a personal preference. I do love Emma Stone, though, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
She's just adorable, you know? What a cute and talented girl.
Button, yeah.
You know, heck, I even like the way she talks. You know, how would you describe that? Kind of like her tongue's a little bit too big for her mouth? It's just adorable. Anyways, Harry Osborn and the Green Goblin are also reintroduced in this movie as well. And just when I thought I couldn't hate anyone more than James Franco in that role, in walks Dean DeHaan. His biggest acting credit is co-starring in the third season of the HBO series In Treatment, so I can't blame you if you've never heard of him. This guy definitely has an interesting look to him, but I can't knock a guy for being weird looking. I'm just saying I'm not sure if that's a face I want to see on an IMAX screen, that's all. What has the potential to be redeeming qualities for this movie are the special effects in Jamie Foxx's Electro. As angry as the actors make me in the trailer, the action and CG look incredible, and if there is enough of that, this movie could do well. I just hate to be the one who spends my money on opening weekend only to be disappointed. That being said, I'll probably see it this weekend and pay the upcharge for 3D, and that's this week's Matty T Minute.
That's it? That's all I get? That's the only movie you're going to talk about?
That's the only movie.
No, come on.
What else was out?
What about Devil's Knot?
I don't know
what you make fun of. That's about the West Memphis 3. It's a fictionalized version.
Do I have to see?
Reese Witherspoon's playing Pam Hobbs, big guy. One of the victims.
I go for the big box office movies. I'll bet that doesn't even come in the top five.
Oh, I bet it does, and I also bet that Spider-Man blows.
I'll bet it does, too, but it's at...
It'll win, though.
It's in more theaters than...
Yeah, I mean, it'll be the top movie this weekend. Here's a note, Matt, that you might find interesting, because